Create and Thrive Podcast, Episode 2. This is what's holding you back from succeeding. So, you know, don't think you have to do what everybody else is doing, and don't think that you have to have the lifestyle that you have now. It's not set in stone. You can change it. I'm Jessica Nden, and this is the Create and Thrive Podcast. A former school teacher, I turned my handmade hobby into a thriving business, and I also teach other creatives how to do the same. My goal is to help you learn how to turn your creative hobby into a thriving, profitable business. So let's get learning. So today I want to talk to you about what's holding you back. Why haven't you reached the goals that you want to reach? Why haven't you gone in the direction you want to go in? You know, we all face obstacles and we all face challenges. And, you know, generally speaking, I think we can sum up the things that are holding us back in four categories. And these four categories are knowledge, time, money, and fear. So let's talk a little bit more about each of those. Let's start with knowledge. One of the things, you know, I don't know who came up with this one. I remember a friend of mine in high school in a yearbook put this as a quote, the wise woman knows that she does not know. You know, if you realize that there's so much that you don't know, and another problem is that you don't know what you don't know. I know that sounds a bit circular, but, you know, you can't know everything. Nobody can. And you can't even know any, like even 50% or 20% when you're starting out of what you're going to need to know in order to reach your goals. And I think a lot of times that holds people back. You know, they just feel overwhelmed. They feel like there's just too much to learn. It's just overwhelming. It's too much, too hard. And they just give up before they even start because they think that they're not capable of figuring it out. And as Marie Folio says, everything's figure outable. If you have the determination that you want to work this out and that you want to figure it out, you will figure it out. And it will take time and it might be hard and it might be tricky and you might make mistakes. But you know what? That is absolutely fine. Another thing, we all started from there. You know, we all started from a place of not knowing anything. Like, when I started my business, I had almost no business experience. I'd worked as a manager for a tuition center for the past 2 years. And the training I got on the job was literally the only business training I'd ever had. And it was invaluable. You know, I learned about the sales process and I learned a little bit about marketing, although I wasn't in charge of that. And, you know, I learned a bit about business in general. And that was really important in helping me to make steps forward in my small business. But there was, you know, I maybe knew 2% of what I needed to know when I got started. And I just learned the rest as I went. And, you know, there were times when I thought, I have no idea, I'm never going to work this out. I don't even know where to go to work it out. You know, Google is our best friend as entrepreneurs. It's definitely our first port of call to figure anything out. But it can also be a bit of a rabbit hole, and it can be really hard to actually work out what the best advice is. So, you know, I think having people to talk to, you know, fellow colleagues or a mentor or someone who's a little bit further ahead of on the path than you, is probably one of the best ways to learn because, you know, they have been there, they've been through it, and they can tell you from experience where the potholes are, you know, where the tree branches are that might smack you in the face that you can't see. So, you know, it's really important to find those people as much as you can and learn from them. So, you know, you cut out a lot of time. If you find those people who can help you, the people who've been there before, you will just save yourself so much time and so much heartache and a lot of failure because, you know, they will be able to help you avoid a lot of mistakes. Of course, you know, the information's out there. It's really about having a filter. And, you know, that's why that's why you read books by people who are an expert in a field. It's why you take e-courses. It's why you go to seminars or conferences. It's so that you can basically speed things up and learn things more succinctly from the people who've been there before. So if you feel like a lack of knowledge is holding you back from something that you want to do, you know, start with Google. start learning by yourself, but as fast as you can, try to seek out people who have done it before you and learn from them. And that really is the most effective way that you can overcome that knowledge barrier. So the second thing is time. Now, you know, it's been said a million times, but we all have the same 24 hours a day, every day. But we all have different lives. You know, we've all got a different lifestyle. Some of us are single, some of us are married or partnered, some of us have kids, some of us don't. Some of us are young and, you know, we're just getting started in the world. Some of us have already lived a full life and we're in retirement and, you know, this business we're starting is a new thing and it's kind of our something maybe we've wanted to do but just never have gotten around to. You know, me, I'm in my early 30s. I don't have kids. I've got a husband who works with me full time in the business and, you know, does most of the domestic stuff. You know, he does the cooking and the shopping and stuff like that. And that's just awesome because we work as a team. And so whatever needs to get done, gets done. And he supports me and I support him. So, you know, I have in some ways that luxury of having more time to myself in that I don't have kids to take care of, I don't have elderly parents to take care of, and things like that. So that frees up a bit more of my personal time. But, you know, everybody has the same amount of time and it's kind of what we choose. You know, sometimes things happen in our life and they're unexpected, they blindside us, or maybe not even that. Maybe you've just walked down the path that you've always thought you should walk down and what everybody else around you was doing, because that's what we do. We do what our family and our peers and our social group does. And maybe only now have you stopped and gone, hang on a second, maybe this isn't what I want to be doing. Maybe this lifestyle I've developed for myself is not making me happy, or it's not my dream for my life. And you can, to a certain extent, change that. You know, you can break out of the lifestyle that you've created for yourself and create something different. You know, I used to have a regular, you know, full-time job, and I lived in a share house and, you know, rented and all that sort of stuff before. Nick, you know, had a house back in England and paid off a mortgage, and we've done all of those things, and we know that that's not what we want anymore. We don't need a big house. You know, we still, as I record this, you know, we live in two rooms in a converted part of a barn that's been converted, you know, and we have to go over to my parents' house to, you know, use the big kitchen and stuff like that. And really, it's not a hardship. It's amazing because it allows us the freedom to come and go. You know, when we came here, it was not forever. We came here for a summer and we all loved it so much. You know, my parents loved having us nearby and we loved having them nearby, and we just said, hey, let's just keep this going. And it's been brilliant. And that was like 6 years ago. So, you know, you never quite know what things are going to be. And I will put it out there. I'm an only child. I was that kid who couldn't wait to get out of home and go out on my own. I've always been really independent. So, you know, I lived in different cities and different places for the 10 years before that. And, you know, there was times I lived thousands of kilometers away from my family and my friends. And at the time that was fine. But as I got older, you know, you move past that childhood, that teenage time where you're just rebelling or whatever you were doing. I wasn't much of a rebel, let's be honest. I was pretty straight and narrow, goody two shoes type. But you know, you need to break out on your own. And now that I'm getting older, I value my family a lot more. And I realize, hey, you know, these people gave me everything and I love being around them and I love being close to them. And that's part of the lifestyle that we've chosen. You know, we live here because we want to be here. You know, we could afford to go buy a house and somewhere else if we wanted to, but we don't want to. That's not what our goals are. So, you know, don't think you have to do what everybody else is doing, and don't think that you have to have the lifestyle that you have now. It's not set in stone. You can change it. You can change what you do with your time. And a lot of us, you know, we all have routines and habits. I think 80% or more of the things we do every day are habitual. So I would encourage you, you know, have a look at those habits. Are there habits that are holding you back from doing what you want to do? You know, fulfilling this dream of having this business? Are you, you know, wasting 3 hours a night just sitting in front of the television because you're so tired? Why are you so tired? Do you need to take better care of yourself? Do you need to get more exercise? Do you need to eat better? Do you need to, you know, get a bit more help with something, with your job, with your family? Have a look at the habits that you've fallen into and see which ones really aren't serving you in, like, looking forward to this new life that you want to develop. And it's, you know, it's not easy. You can't just overhaul everything all at once. It tends to all fall apart when you do that. But the key is to find, you know, just find one thing, one habit that's wasting you time that you could be using towards this dream of yours, and change it. You can change it. You know, you have the power. Nobody else can do it for you. Only you can do it. Only you can choose how to spend your time. So, you know, your life and mine are never going to look the same, but that's not the point. The point is to have your best life and to go after your dreams and spend the time doing what you really want to do. Don't just spend your time in those habitual, you know, basically, you know, there's a lot of time wasty type things we do. Try to work a way around that. And when you, you know, dig out those new pockets of time, be conscious and be deliberate with how you spend them. Set goals for yourself. Say, okay, you know, I want to achieve this in my business. I want to, you know, develop 5 new products in the next 30 days and get them up in my online shop. That is my goal. That's what I'm going to spend this extra half an hour in the evening I've taken away from, you know, reading a book or watching television, and I'm going to make it happen and do it. And, you know, those little pockets of time can make a huge difference. I remember a story from Darren Rouse from ProBlogger, and he told this story a few years ago that, you know, his first ebook, it took him years to get around to the point of writing his first ebook, but the way he made it happen was he said, okay, I'm going to set aside 15 minutes a day. That's it, just 15 minutes, and I'm going to work on that ebook until it's finished. 15 minutes a day, every day. And I think he said it took him a couple of months, maybe, to get it done, if that. And then he put it up for sale and made a huge chunk of income from that, and thought to himself, why on earth did I not do this sooner? So, you know, those little chunks of time can make a huge difference. Now, the third thing, of course, that holds us back is money. Just like time, the money that we have to devote to our businesses will vary wildly. You know, maybe you have an awesome income already. Maybe you have heaps of savings. Maybe you've got a partner with an awesome job who can support your family while you chase your dream. Maybe you don't. Maybe you're both working full time or part time and only just scraping by, and you don't have a lot of money to spend. You know, maybe you're a single parent. Maybe you're in uni and, you know, you're literally just doing this on the side while you're studying and working. Wherever you're at, though, you have a limited amount of cash to invest in your business, and only you can decide what the best use of that money is. You know, only you can decide that. Do you need to invest in more tools? Do you need to buy more materials? Do you need to invest in a website? Do you need to invest in an e-course to teach you something? You know, it's never been easier than it is now to make money from your creativity. The internet has just opened up this entire world, this world of possibility, and we can connect with our right people, our ideal customer, no matter where they are in the world. And that is an absolute, it's just mind-blowing, really it is. So, you know, it's, you know, you can start an Etsy shop if you want and get 20 products up there for $4. You know, that is not a huge investment. I think almost everybody can find $4 to do that. And what you need to spend there is time instead of money, and, you know, finding that time to get things started. You can start your business on very little money. You know, there's a lot of free stuff out there. You know, you start a website, start a blog on a free platform if you can't even afford to buy, you know, a year's worth of hosting to have your own website. That can come later. Just start. Start where you are with what you have and do what you can. And, you know, that will make all of the difference. Don't let the fact that you don't have money to do a certain thing stop you from doing something else, or stop you from figuring out a way around that, you know. I mean, I've chosen to spend the time on my business, because when I started, I certainly didn't have much money to invest in my business. You know, I was paying rent and insurance and buying groceries and all that sort of stuff, just like we all are, and making sure I had enough savings going into my savings account. So I chose to spend my time, because I had a lot of that. I had a lot of free time when I started out. When I wasn't working, you know, I was my own woman. I could do whatever I wanted with my time. So I really invested a lot of time. But, you know, you might be at the point where you can invest money at the beginning. You know, maybe you can afford to get a web designer to make a website for you. Maybe you can afford to hire someone to do some professional photos for you. And if you can, that is fantastic. But whichever way you go, you need to spend one or the other. You either need to spend time or you need to spend money in order to grow your business. So only you can decide which of those, you know, you have more of to spare and to spend on your business. So let's tackle the last but possibly the most important thing that holds you back, and that is fear. You know, if you don't believe in yourself, nothing else matters. If you don't believe that you can do this, you won't, because you are the only one who is going to make it happen. So, you know, really take a step back and go, how am I talking to myself? What am I saying to myself about myself? You know, what is your self-talk? What's going on in your head? Are you saying, you know, I can figure this out. I can do this. This is awesome. Of course I can do this. I can do anything. Or are you saying, oh, I've never done this before. Oh, I suck at that. You know, I suck at, I don't know, money stuff, or I suck at photography. And then you just go, well, yeah, if I don't, you know, I don't think I can do it. And you just shut down and you shut it down and you won't make it happen. You know, people can tell you till they're blue in the face how awesome you are, but if you don't believe it, nothing's going to change. So, you know, you have to believe in yourself and you have to overcome that fear. Now, there's two types of fear here, really. There's fear of failure, which is what most people think of when we talk about fear. But there's also the fear of success. Okay, you know, we can be, especially in Australia, we have this thing called the tall poppy syndrome here in Australia, that, you know, if you stand up above the crowd, you're afraid you'll get cut down. You know, you think people don't like, you know, the tall poppy, the person who stands up and goes, I'm awesome, I can do this, you know, I know what I'm doing, I'm confident. And people can, you know, really shoot themselves in the foot because they say, well, I don't want to be that person. You don't have to be. You can be confident and humble. You know, you can be successful and still be likable. You know, it's not, the two things aren't mutually exclusive. You don't have to, you don't suddenly become a douche just because you become successful. You know, you're still you. So, you know, don't be afraid of that success and don't be afraid of making it. And because when you do, things will change, you know, things will change in your life, and you may not be prepared for how much things will change, but, you know, don't let that fear of success hold you back. And when it comes to the fear of failure, goodness me, do not let that stop you, because you know what? You will fail, and you will fail a lot, and you will fail over and over again. And even when you've been doing it for 5 years or 10 years or 15 years, you will still fail and you will make mistakes, and that is okay. You know, don't be scared of never doing anything because you won't be doing it right. You know, chances are the first time you do it, you won't do it right. It's like anything in life. You know, the first time you got on a bicycle, you fell off. The first time you tried to walk, you fell over. You had to learn, and we all have to learn. So it goes for everything. And you just have to go, okay, well, I'm going to fall over, and then I'm going to get up, and then I'm going to keep going, and I'm going to fall over again. And then I'm going to get up and keep going, you know. Don't be frightened to devote yourself to your dream because you don't believe you can make it a reality. You can. You know, don't think that you're not good enough or you're not worthy or you're not whatever you are. You're not young enough. You're not educated enough. You're not rich enough. You're not whatever it is to make it possible. You are, you know. Nobody can live your life. Nobody can do it for you. And nobody can make you believe in yourself. You are the one who has the power, you are the one with the dream, and you are the one who will make it a reality if you believe you can, okay? So, I like to say this, you know, feel the fear and do it anyway. You just need to, you just know, I'm afraid. We are all afraid. a lot of the time, you know, especially when you're getting started or whenever we do something new. Whenever I do something new, I'm afraid. Whenever I launch a new product, whenever I, you know, put a blog post or a podcast or anything out into the world, you know, there's always that frisson of fear there. There's always a little bit of fear because you're putting something out there. You know, you're putting a little piece of yourself out there for the world to judge, basically. And that can be really, really scary. But it's worth it because, you know, even though you might get some pushback or you might get some negative feedback somewhere along the line, chances are 99% of what comes your way will be positive, and that's what you need to focus on. So, you know, just get out of your own way and get on with it and make it happen, because, you know, you can overcome all of these obstacles. Knowledge, you know, time, money and fear, there's a way around all of them. And, you know, just focus on the small wins. Focus on the little steps that you can take with each of these things every day. You know, when it comes to overcoming fear, have a positive affirmation or a positive phrase that you can say to yourself in your head that, you know, helps you to believe in yourself. You know, when it comes to money, have a plan. You know, say, okay, I'm going to set aside $10 a week and I'm going to make a special bank account, and that's going to be my business investment money, and I don't care how long it takes me, I'm going to make it happen. Same with time. Set aside that teeny bit of time, you know, every single day. And when it comes to knowledge, you know, always be learning. I'm reading and learning every single day, and I think that's the, you know, one of the keys to being successful in anything, you know. And when I say successful, I don't just mean financially successful. I mean feeling like your life is a success and that you love what you do every day and you get up and you want to get on with it. You know, find those people who you admire, find people who you can learn from, read books, read blog posts, you know, take courses, go to events and learn from those people. And if you, you know, really believe in yourself and you can work out a plan for how to overcome these four things, you'll stop holding yourself back from succeeding. For the show notes and highlights from today's episode, head over to createandthrive.com/podcast and look for episode 2. And it'd be awesome if you enjoyed today's episode if you could subscribe to the Create and Thrive podcast. Just do so in your podcast software of choice, and hopefully I'll be chatting to you again next week. Thanks so much for listening, Thrivers. Bye.